The Gemara says, "Makirin Yisrael mamzirim shebinehem, ve'en makirin halalim shebinehem." The Jewish people know who's the mamzirim amongst them, but they're not so sure of the halalim amongst them. A mamzer is somebody that's born from an isur. Example, an eshet ish, a lady that was married and is married, and she commits adultery, so she's a married lady. So that child, bar minan, is mamzer. Mamzer is asur to marry into the kahal, and the isur is isur olam. Klal Yisrael knows who the mamzerim are. There's a call, there's a voice, there's knowledge, and therefore they don't have to investigate so much because it's known. Because everybody knows it's forbidden to marry a mamzer. However, halalim are kohanim that are pesulim. For example, if a kohen marries a divorcee, even though his last name is Cohen, and his wife's last name is Cohen, and the child's last name is Cohen, he's not a Kohen, the child. She's born from an Isur. But halalim are permissible to marry into the Kahal. For example, a girl that's a halala, she could marry a regular Yisrael. There's no problem for Yisrael to marry a halala. However, Kohanim are not allowed to marry into Hilul. A Kohen cannot marry a halala. And therefore, Halakha says that we're more strict when it comes to the inyan of Kohanim. That we need to investigate them, especially before we bring them into the Kahal and let them marry into the Kehuna. Whereas if a regular person, Yisrael, comes along and wants to get married, we don't have any rumors on him, we don't have to assume he's mamzer or anything, so he's accepted. However, when it comes to Kohanim, we have to be extra careful to investigate the families to make sure that the parents are kesherim, and that the child indeed is a Kohen, as not a Pesul, and a Kohen himself is not ne'eman to say, I'm a Kohen. He's not ne'eman on himself. Unless he has a Hazakah, unless we know there's certain families that are miyuhasot. Certain families have lineage all the way back up, therefore we have no problem. But if you have a stranger, he comes from out of town, and he walks into the shul and he says, I'm a Kohen. We don't believe him. I don't know him just because he says he's a Kohen. And therefore, according to Shulchan Aruch, just because the guy says Kohen Ani, you can't send him up to the Sefer Torah, and he shouldn't make Birkat Kohanim, according to Shulchan Aruch, and certainly we're not going to feed him Terumah, if there was Terumah around, and until we investigate his lineage, we have to be careful not to consider him a Kohen, the Inyan, marrying into the Kehuna, etc., with Halalim and so on and so forth. Again, it's an issue that happens, as I said, mostly from out of towners, from people that you're not familiar with. When a guy just comes from out of town, you have no idea who he is. You go, are you a Kohen? Yeah, I'm a Kohen. I don't know he's a Kohen. Because he says he's a Kohen. Now, even though the Ramah is lenient, that today, Bizman Hazet, to send the guy up to the Torah based on his own testimony, there's room to be mekel. However, as I said, from the Shulchan Aruch, it's mashma that even to send up to the Sefer Torah to make berachot, he's not neiman until you make a regular investigation.